as a table spread, where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people to come and dine. With his man out in the team, and supplies our every need. Hope to speak to some with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master calling, come and dine. He's at Jesus' table all the time. Peter fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. The disciples take the land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called to them, come and dine. There they come, their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. All the time, he who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride, to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will simple feed. Oh, twill be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white. They will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Together, amen. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. On the course, oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast, feast, amen. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. One more time, amen. Come and dine, master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. You fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Amen, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the table, Lord. We're here to feast on that word. Amen. And come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine. Amen. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Amen. I love him, don't you? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, happy to be in church? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I love him. God bless you. You may be seated. It's just a privilege to come to the Lord's table and just to dine on every word. It's a privilege and honor to be here with you. And just, we got big shoes to fill. Brother Joseph isn't here, and Brother William's not here. It's a big shoe to fill, but we just do our best, and we love the Lord, and it's good to be here with you all, and to worship the Lord in spirit and truth, and just to dine on His Word. Amen. Well, you got one of these like I did. Well, if you can go to Macon, just encourage you to go. If you can make it, just to go and pray and support Brother Joseph and to be there to feast on the Word and fellowship with believers of Black Precious Faith and just put your shoulder to the wheel and enjoy a good weekend and just have a good time. I know the brothers and sisters are going to have a good time and just... that's precious. Amen. Amen. I like that. So we just, for those that you can't go, we're just planning on it, if it's possible, to Friday at 6:40, right before the service. I know Brother Joseph normally goes into prayer. The time schedule's the same. I just believe it would just be really precious for us to just be praying all the time for the whole weekend, but if you can, at that time, to pray while he's praying and the other brothers are praying, there's just something about it. We're one body. Amen. We're going the same direction. And when a body of believers are going the same direction, one heart, one accord, something's going to happen. And I believe that. Amen. So God bless you all with that. And I just want to take a few minutes. I have something I'd just like to say. So you just bear with me. But I really feel in my heart to say what I want to say right now. But I'd like to say and give a tribute that, I read this, 61 years ago, on May the 19th, 1955, God gave us something very special. Amen. That would impact the lives of the bride around the world. Amen. It would be a life that would be a blessing to all of God's bride. Brother Branham said, quote, Amen. Joseph, my boy, I give you to God, and may your life be a blessing. May you be a prophet, Joseph. May God's grace rest on you. May the God of your father, the Lord Jesus Christ, ever bless you and make your life a blessing to others, end quote. That's what the prophet said. Born a prophet to save the world from hunger. Today, Brother Joseph's life is truly a blessing to us. Amen. That he is a yielded vessel to God, a prophet directed by God, and that he has given us the food by the way of his messenger, Brother William Marion Branham, that we would not spiritually die. He's been placed to guard and protect God's voice to this generation, that not one word would be compromised. What a blessing God had in store for his bride. The granaries are full of food. All we need to do is eat. Come and dine. Amen. Come and dine. Brother Branham said, quote, I want to raise my little boy back there, Joseph. I want to see him in the pulpit. When I can take this Bible, when I get to a place, I see Joseph in the pulpit preaching as a young man filled with the Holy Ghost, anointed with the Spirit of God upon him. And I believe he'll be a prophet. The day when I saw him 6 years before he was born, you remember me telling you he was coming. Remember when I caught him right there at the side of the altar, not knowing what I was saying, dedicating babies. I said, Joseph, thou art a prophet. End quote. What a prophet said. Tonight, Brother Joseph, I know you're listening in from the church here at the Branham Tabernacle, and to all that are listening in tonight, Brother Joseph, happy birthday to you. May God bless you. We love you and we are praying for you. Brother Joseph, you are a blessing to us. Amen. Thank you. You, and it's a special day tomorrow, so just pray for him.
Amen.
God's blessings. Amen. I'd like to say, share this little quote with you. You know, you hear things come up and pop up, and you know, this person told me, said, you know, the people can't get the revelation of this message. It was a minister. He says, the people cannot get the revelation of this message without us. The people need us. Well, I got a quote for you. Brother Branham said on the message of the seven church ages, he says, quote, "Notice here that Jesus, by the Spirit in every age, addresses himself to only one person relative to the word for that age. Only one messenger for each age receives what the Spirit has to say to that age. And that one messenger is the messenger to the true church.
Amen.
He speaks for God by revelation to the churches,
Amen.
Both true and false. The message is then broadcast to all. But though it is broadcast for all who come within the range of the message, that message is received individually by only a certain qualified group in a certain way. It gets better. Each individual of that group is one who has the ability to hear what the Spirit is saying by the way of the messenger. Those who hear are not getting their own private revelation, nor is a group getting their collective revelation, but each person is hearing and receiving what the messenger has already received from God," end quote. Amen. You can get the revelation by hearing the message of the hour. Push play, you'll get the revelation. That's how God does it. Amen. You know, Brother Branham said, I don't mind saying it. Brother Branham says, preachers will get you in trouble. That's what Brother Branham said. That's just what he said. It's just the way it is. Amen. Brother Branham said on this other message, Jehovah Jireh, he says, quote, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and believe me to be his prophet."
Amen.
Will you do that? You believe that Christ sent me to do this for you, and I just act in his stead here. I am the branch to his being the vine. End quote. I love that. Amen. Amen. One more quote. Brother Branham says, "This message that I'm preaching is the true message of this day.
Amen.
And it's the last message," end quote. Amen. Amen. Just before I stop here and sit down, I'm just thinking about Adam and Eve. Remember how Brother Ram told us that in the garden, that at the end of the day, that the Holy Spirit, that Logos, would come down in the evening and say, "Adam and Eve, have you good evening to you. How was your day today on the earth? How was it today?
Have you enjoyed your time on the earth today? Remember, Brother Rand, talking about that? That same Holy Ghost, that same pillar of fire is going to speak to us tonight. And when Brother Brown comes to the platform and says, good evening, friends. Same God, just through a prophet. Amen. That's exactly right. Come in the evening time and said, good evening, friends. Same thing. This message is perfecting a bride. It's getting a bride ready to go home. Ready for the coming of the Lord. Getting her ready for the resurrection and the rapture. What a time that we're living in. What a people we are. You are part of that bride. You are a part of the elected. You're a chosen elected before the foundation of the world. Amen. And you are possessing every gate of the enemy. Amen. What a God we serve. Amen. Just love you tonight. Privileged to be with you. Just to sit under the presence of the Holy Spirit in this tabernacle. Just under expectations that God is going to speak to us individually tonight. That we are going to get that revelation directly from His voice, God's prophet. Amen. What a privilege. Amen. As we sing, reach out and touch the Lord. How many of you have something on your heart you'd like the Lord to see? Amen. As I just asked Brother Jonathan just to come up here, forgive me for taking this long, but ask him to just come up and pray for us and invite the Holy Spirit to come and just under anticipations. If we just all stand now, reach out, amen, and touch the Lord. Father, Lord, the first thing, Lord, we want to say, Lord, is we love you, Father.
Yes.
You mean so much to us, Lord, and we're so thankful for everything you've done for us, Father, Lord. For the revelation you give us, Lord, of this message, Father. Lord, for just allowing us to live in this day to see all the things coming to pass from this
yes.
day.
Amen.
Truly, it's a close time, Lord, and we're so thankful to be a part of that little bride, Lord. Lord, we love you, Father. We're so unworthy for those things you've given to us, Father.
Yes.
And Lord, as we bring the prayer requests of the people to you, Father, we know that you're more than able, Lord. Lord, on the eve of Brother Joseph's birthday, Father, we just ask just to bless him in a special way, Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Lord, give him inspiration. Lord, speak to his heart. Lord, give him rest,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Just inspire him, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we know that the meetings in Macon are going to be a wonderful time for the bride, Lord. Many people are going to receive from you, Father. Lord, we just pray that you anoint that vessel, Lord.
Yes.
Bless them, Father, Lord. We love them so much, and we thank you so much, Lord, for giving them to us, Father. Lord, we just ask that you be with the requests of the people tonight, Lord. Many hands went up, Father. You know every need, Lord. You knew it before the hands were even raised, Lord, before they even was not even, Lord. And Lord, we know that day on Calvary by your stripes,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
We are fully confident, Father, in your word, Lord. We know that when we bring these requests to you, Lord, it's a finished work, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we love you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just ask that your presence would be among us tonight, Father. We invite your presence in this service, Lord. Be with each one, Lord, and as we listen to the message, Lord, that Brother Branham's going to bring to us, Lord, Lord, let it speak to our hearts, Father.
Yes.
Father God, we love you and we thank you, Lord. Truly, we are unworthy. We ask all these things for your honor and for your glory, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We love you in your precious name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find His
Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Did you enjoy Sunday service?
Amen.
That was a blessing. You know, when Brother Will was leading the song service, you could really feel the Spirit come down. It was wonderful. And I was just fellowshipping with Brother William on Monday, and I said, Brother, that was special, but you took all my songs. You took all of them. And so we were kind of teasing each other and just rejoicing and fellowshipping back and forth. And I looked all Tuesday night, and then or Monday night, and then I looked all Tuesday night, and I just really wanted to find a really joyful song. And the Lord gave me a song, and I shared it with Brother Will this morning, and he said, you stole my song. So we're just happy that we can worship the Lord together. We just ask the Lord to be with Brother William and Brother Joseph. But let's sing My Sins Are Gone. It's a new song. You might not know it. It's in your book. It's number 372. It's kind of fast. So.
Oh, you ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone, and when I meet the scoffer who asks me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. As far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgiveness, it's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. 'Twas at the old time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm back. Tries to make me down. I say, my sins are gone. Oh, you got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad my sins are gone. Oh, they're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgiveness, it's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. I'm living now for Jesus, I'm happy night and day, because my sins are gone. My soul is filled with music, with all my heart I say, I know my sins are gone. Oh, they're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness. It's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. On the course, they're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed from darkness is from God. In the sea of God's forgiveness, it's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. One more time. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed from darkness is from God. In the sea of God's forgiveness, it's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.
Amen. I believe Brother and Sister Kim will have a special, but as they prepare for it, I don't know if they're ready, but we're going to give them a little bit more time. Let's sing He Abides.
Amen.
Are you glad He abides with you?
Amen.
I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way. For the hand of God in my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all is that the Comforter abides with me. Oh, He abides. He abides.
Let me go all the while with the song.
Well, I apologize for that. I get a little bit nervous, and then I forgot to thank Brother Campbell. We just love Brother Campbell.
Amen.
Just appreciate him. God bless you. We love you, brother. We're thankful for Brother Campbell. We're thankful for what the Lord did for him recently.
Amen.
As we change the order of the service, let's just all stand. Let's tell him how much we love him. And let's sing, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice.
I love you, Lord. Coming, Lord. We love you. We commit it all to you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Service to God's servant and prophet,
Brother William Marion Branham with the message, Possessing the Gate of the Enemy. Amen. God bless you. Here's Brother Branham.